USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Across Florida, people living in the thousands of condominiums rising above the state's 1,350 miles of coastline wonder if the building collapse in Surfside could happen to their home if state and local officials discuss what they can do to make sure it doesn't. Although building collapses are rare, local governments are looking at whether they need to adopt new inspection policies. The vast majority of counties don't require reinspection of a building once it's completed.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis on Sunday made his first public appearance since major intestinal surgery last week, greeting well-wishers as he stood for 10 minutes on a hospital balcony, offering hearty thanks for the prayers for his recovery and calling health care for all a precious good. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Biden administration is considering providing vulnerable Afghans, including female politicians, journalists, and activists who may be the target of the Taliban, with a quick path to obtaining a U.S. visa, U.S. officials said. The Taliban is claiming control of 85% of Afghanistan. This is translator Sabur Sakhisada.
So Afghans have to stay disciplined. They have to stay united, and they have to stay confident in responding to some of these things. Because clearly, if it was 85%, we wouldn't see a current Afghan government with a security force.
That's right.
Currently, U.S. authorities are trying to help translators working with foreign troops. Argentina won their first major title in 28 years on Saturday, and Lionel Messi finally won his first medal in a blue and white shirt when an Angel de Maria goal gave them a 1-0 win over Brazil and a record equaling 15th Copa America. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More on vaccine hesitancy and Biden's door-to-door suggestion. Here's Dan Naraki.
A plan from the Biden administration to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to get a COVID vaccination has drawn plenty of opposition since it was unveiled last week. But Representative Michael Burgess says he doesn't believe that continuing to make vaccines a partisan issue is helpful. The Texas Republican tells CNN that while he understands where some of the hesitancy on vaccines comes from, he still advocates for the shots, especially for older Americans.
So I live in an area that's fairly vaccine hesitant. I've known that for years. 25 years I was in medical practice, I recognize that. So it's this, not just this vaccine, it is vaccines in general. Still, as a medical professional, I will tell you that vaccines are literally a gift from God. Vaccine preventable disease has, more people have been lifted out of anxiety and stress because of vaccine-preventable diseases being prevented. This is a phenomenal gift that we've been given.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Israel said on Sunday it will begin offering a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine to adults with weak immune systems, but it was still weighing whether to make the booster available to the general public. The rapid spread of the Delta variant has sent vaccination rates in Israel back up as new infections have risen over the past month from single digits to around 450 a day, and the country has moved to fast-track its next Pfizer shipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.